The world has seen more than enough of defeat, self-effort, and materialistic goals. It desperately needs to see men and women in whom Christ is radiantly alive and dynamically active. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into that same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, the glory of God shines in the heart of each person who has met God through faith in Jesus Christ. And the most blessed privilege of the Christian is to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. But many are plagued with the problem, how can I let the glow of God shine through me? Well, the Bible answers in 10 divine principles recorded in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Principle number 5 is stated in verse 11, serving the Lord. That is to say, if you would keep aglow with the radiance of Jesus Christ, devote yourself to His service. Now consider the meaning of that word, serve. It is the verb form of a noun which means bond slave. A bond slave is one who has no will but the will of the master, no work but the work of the master, no orders but the orders of the master, no gain but the gain he brings to his master. It is a low and bemeaning term in secular usage. But Christ redeemed that term servant from its lowly estate. To be a servant of Jesus Christ is the highest privilege. It is the term most often used by the Apostle Paul to describe his relationship to Jesus. It is the natural response of a believer who calls Jesus Lord. Lord is a title of highest honor. It's the New Testament equivalent to the Old Testament name Jehovah. Jehovah was the name God used of Himself when emphasis was on redemptive love and covenant-keeping grace. It carries in it the ideas of mastery and sovereignty. The Lord is a sovereign master who loves His servants. The Christians declare Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Now, to say Jesus is my Lord means I am His servant. And to deny that I am His servant is to reject Him as my Lord. No Lord is a contradiction of terms. The Lord is sovereign, and each Christian is to be committed to serving the Lord. He who does not is in rebellion against God, will never know the glow of the Holy Spirit manifesting the presence of God through him. What does it mean to serve the Lord? It means to be true bondsmen of the Lord, to slave for the Master. However one translates it, the idea is the same. God requires believers to abandon themselves, to give up all claim to self, and to be totally devoted to His service. Here's an illustration in Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 11. The Apostle Paul recounted the benefits which were his as Saul the Pharisee, an influential leader in Judaism. He took pride in the tribe of his birth, the nation of his citizenship, in his obedience to the law of his fathers, in his zeal for religious purity, and in his opposition to what he considered heresy. But then he met Jesus and listened to his words. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Ay, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. Now that's the spirit that must be in your heart if God would manifest Himself through you. Do you think it's asking too much? Not at all. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8 challenges each Christian to have the same attitude of selflessness which Jesus manifested when He surrendered the privileges of heaven and came in human flesh to be our Savior. It seems most reasonable the Christian would deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Jesus. Such a spirit of self-surrender is absolutely essential if one would produce spiritual fruit in the service of God. Jesus said, "Unless a corn of wheat fall into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth fruit. If you desire to glorify God by bearing fruit in His service, abandon yourself. Become a bondslave of Jesus Christ, because therein you'll find your greatest freedom and glory in the service of God. Fruitfulness is dependent upon your vital union with Jesus Christ. He said, "Abide in me and I in you." As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. And now it all comes clear. The reason for our submission to Jesus Christ as Master is not to degrade us, but to exalt us. Subject to Him, we are enabled to bear fruit which glorifies God, and thus our highest possible honor is attained. We are blessed, and God is glorified, as we abandon ourselves to Him who is our Master and permit Him to do His will by working through us that which is well-pleasing in His sight. Now underscore this truth in your mind. Abandonment of self to the Lordship of Jesus Christ is your greatest honor, not your shame. Let's list some of the great things which comes to one who is abandoned to Christ. Absolute surrender to Jesus Christ enables life. Jesus said, "Whoever shall be great among you shall be your minister, and whoever will be chief shall be the servant of all." That is to say, in the Christian life, one is exalted by suffering and by serving. The way up is down. You go down in humble service to Jesus, and He will raise you up in honor. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Absolute surrender to Jesus Christ also produces joy. Serving Jesus is no back-breaking, spirit-crushing burden. It is a delightful experience. Jesus says, "Both he who sows and he who reaps rejoice together." Absolute surrender to Jesus Christ demonstrates love. Jesus asked Simon Peter the question, "Do you love me?" And Simon replied, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And in each of those three instances of the question and the answer, Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." You see, true love manifests itself in service. Absolute surrender to Jesus Christ is required by our Lord. Jesus said, "The planted grain must die in the ground before it can produce fruit." And then He said, "Whoever of you does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple." Absolute surrender to Jesus Christ honors man, and it glorifies God. Now, what greater honor could come to a person than to speak as God's spokesman and to minister in God's ability? That's the privilege accorded to those who are abandoned to Christ. Oh, dear Christian, realize that half-heartedness never draws anyone to Jesus. The world has seen more than enough of defeat, self-effort, and materialistic goals. It desperately needs to see men and women in whom Christ is radiantly alive and dynamically active. And they will see such a demonstration in you in exact proportion as you have abandoned yourself to Christ. Our Father, we would keep the glow by permitting the indwelling Christ to live through us. And we so earnestly desire that we may be His servants, that by serving Him, we will be exalted to our good and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.